ST Opinion. In Memory of Lucy Blackman by Caroline Pover. I am sure all of you remember the tragic story of Lucy Blackman, a British woman working as a hostess in Roppongi, Tokyo, who disappeared July 1, 2000, and was found dismembered and decapitated in October that year. When Lucy Blackman died, many members of the Being Abroad Network were deeply shocked, as were many people throughout Japan and the UK. Most of our members are foreign women. I am sure that some of them have worked in the same industry as Lucy had. Even for those who haven't worked as a hostess, Lucy's disappearance was still deeply shocking, and there was the feeling that it could have happened to any of us, regardless of where we worked. To many foreigners, and especially foreign women, Japan seems so much safer than their home countries. We generally don't find Japanese men very threatening, and everybody seems so helpful and friendly that it is very easy for us to let our guard down. If you are a single woman in Japan, it can be quite easy to put yourself in situations that you probably wouldn't put yourself in back home. I remember when I was teaching, I had a private male student who asked if I would like to drive to Yokohama with him. If I was in the UK, I probably would have said no, because I didn't know him very well. But I was in Japan, where everyone is kind and friendly, so I went. As have many foreign women, with private students, casual acquaintances, and yes, customers from clubs they might work in. In my case, nothing happened that made me feel at all uncomfortable or threatened, but maybe I was just lucky. In the UK, it is quite common for people to have a bench placed somewhere in memory of a loved one who has passed away. The members of Being Abroad felt so shocked about Lucy's tragic death that they wanted to do something to show their feelings. So we paid for a bench to be placed in the Vine Cricket Ground in Lucy's hometown of Sevenoaks, UK, where her friends and family, and especially her mother, could sit and think of Lucy. The bench was placed there towards the end of last year, and I have a message from Lucy's mother, Jane Steer, that I would like to share with you. Seeing the bench, with Lucy's name beautifully inscribed on it, was very moving and brought back so many memories of when Lucy was alive. So many people have commented on how they sit on her bench on their way back from walking into Sevenoaks, or how they just go and sit on it and think of her. Please thank everyone who contributed to it, and I really am delighted with it.